welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And our regular guest on First Hours on Thursdays now is Leo Zagami. He has so much to contribute. His two main books, and again, he has some other books as well that are very important to read, is part one and part two of Confessions of an Illuminati. And we have a couple of really interesting topics to open up today. Leo, let's start.
Hello, everybody. From Italy, Leo Lion Zagami with you. The topic of the most importance, I think, is what the Pope said on his final mass during the 5 days World Youth Summit in Krakow, in Poland, because he suddenly shocked everybody when he said that in 2019 he might not be present at the next World Youth Day. What does this mean? It means it implies basically that he will be resigning before then. And also there is another thing. He shocked everybody by saying Peter will be here, will be there, and you will have to talk with him. And so this Peter that basically he's mentioning, of course, some people have simply said it's the Petrine ministry, but usually the Pope doesn't use this kind of terminology, and he specifically mentioned the word Peter. Now, Peter is a name that in the prophecies of Malachi, as you know, it's Peter the Roman, the last Pope.
Right.
So it kind of shocked a lot of people who followed the prophecies, because in this, in what he was saying, I mean, of course, people might interpret it, but he was very clear. He said, I don't know whether I'll be in Panama, but I can assure you that Peter will be. And so we have to understand that in any case, this implies that he will be resigning, which is already another shocking announcement in any way, because we know that from the studies that were done on the prophecies of Malachi, in between Gloria Olive, the Glory of Olives, which was symbolized, which was basically Benedict the 16th, and the last Pope, which is Peter the Roman, they may actually be in these prophecies that, as you know, are attributed to a monk called Malachi. And basically, the fact that there could be various popes, and of course, this this Pope Francis is a bit of a minor pope, because he's just an acting Jesuit in the office, doing, like we said in the last few weeks, something, while Ratzinger is still holding the real occult power in the Vatican. In any case, apart from this, we saw, shockingly enough, last Sunday, all the Catholic churches open with Muslim preachers inside, reciting their prayers. This because of what we said last week. You remember when we talked about the priest that they cut his throat in a church in France? And suddenly this opened up the possibility for inviting the so-called moderate Muslims inside the churches. But, I mean, to actually co-celebrate with Muslim preachers, imams, was quite risky, because in one of the churches, for example, an imam clearly recited in Arab a surah against Jews and Christians. And he did it within the church without anybody stopping him, because, of course, an Italian priest doesn't know Arab, so he could have said anything. You understand?
Right.
So, basically, this is really the first move towards Islam, really the unification of Christianity and Islam.
Amazing. Now, of course, this means he's doing it in Arabic. It's basically Taqiyya and Maruna, which are philosophies in Islam that you lie purposely, and it's actually a religious tenet of Islam to lie to kafirs.
It's also very sad to see that Pope Francis is encouraging all this. And he also went on the news again with another important statement saying the Muslim religion is not violent. Now, if the Muslim religion is not violent, we still have a problem of a lot of Muslims who are. And we also know that the majority of terrorist attacks are conducted by people who say they are of the Muslim faith. So the way he is really bringing together Islam and Marxism, communism, because as you know, his basic philosophy is the typical liberal Catholic philosophy that a Jesuit has, which is inclined to communism.
That's why there's a link with all of the governments in South America, which are
absolutely communist. And they have helped constructing them. They have actually, like in the case of Fidel Castro, educated them. Also his brother, who is another loyal Jesuit agent. So we are talking here about really the power of South America being predominantly Jesuit. Now, what's happening, as we know, is that in America now you have the elections. And what is one of the main problems that has been brought out in this election? The immigrant crisis, the people that cross the border from Mexico, and that slowly are building an army of Catholics for the Catholic Church in the USA. This is what's really happening. So Donald Trump, of course, who represents a more Protestant, a more independent, a more American conservative view, wants to stop all this, while instead Hillary wants to encourage all this and has appointed as vice president this guy who is Kane, who is basically a Jesuit student and a Jesuit agent for many years.
Wow. So the name is very appropriate. Not Abel and just Cain. How's that? Cain. So the situation now, there's a lot of things that are coming out with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and I was reading some of these amazing emails and comments, and it's like, wow, WikiLeaks hacked emails proof Hillary armed jihadists in Syria, including ISIS. And if you look at this document, it's amazing how much information is here. I mean, it really is quite amazing.
Hillary has not only helped the building of ISIS, but if you study a little bit the career of Governor Kane, who she has appointed as vice president, you will see that he is very close to many Arab organizations. We know, of course, that Hillary and her appointed spokesperson, which is Huma Aberdeen, she is, of course, in bed with Saudi Arabia, as well as Hillary Clinton. But there is also much more in regards to this link between somebody who comes from a Jesuit background and Islam. So we see here, really, that there is a kind of unity of purposes between the Catholic Church and Islam. And this is very worrying and disturbing for many Catholics who don't really recognize anymore Pope Francis as being their representative.
Right. So now the situation is there's hundreds of millions of dollars have gone to the Hillary's foundation, Bill and Hillary Foundation, and there's a direct alliance with Islam, with Chrislam, by the Vatican. So Hillary is perfectly in line with the globalist regime that wants to homogenize the Calgary doctrine, which you mentioned was the doctrine behind the European Union. It wasn't just a trade zone, which Britain is trying to do now after they've left with Brexit. They want to just have trade arrangements with Europe.
And let's not forget that Bernie Sanders, who was supposed to be this great revolutionary, in the middle of his campaign went to the Vatican to actually meet the Pope. So what happened was that probably the Pope and the Jesuits said to dear Bernie, Hillary will be the appointed, the person we actually want as president. You have to just help her out and shut up, which is what he did. In the end, Bernie Sanders became the biggest joke of the whole Democrat scene.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have a lot of disaffected, very angry Democrats. And although some people in the so-called pundits in the media try to say that they think a lot of them are going to vote for Hillary, it's my guess, and this is an extreme guess, that 80% will stay home and 20% will vote for Trump.
I think also today some data came out in regard to the independent vote. You understand, Dr. Deagle, it's very important to
20% of the vote is independent.
And this independent vote is predominantly for Trump. So there is no independent voters that will give their vote to crooked Hillary. And we hope that things will actually now, unfortunately, there is a disadvantage. In the last week or so, it seems that Trump is being bombarded in every way possible to give the wrong answer, to then being manipulated through the press, and of course he has against all the major media. So I think that we really need to deliver a message to Donald Trump that he has to be very careful about these people.
Oh, yeah.
Because these people will use any kind of means, even manipulation that is not legal, well, even in some way bombarding his brain with frequencies or making him really do the wrong, give the wrong answer. Because we have to understand this technology is available. Who can say that the Democrats, who are now at the moment in charge of the CIA, are not using this technology against Donald Trump?
Well, we know the Russians, and we have them, they use harmonic resonant frequencies to affect consciousness and the technologies that are tied to radionics. I'm very familiar with it. In fact, we can use it to amplify prayers as well, positive prayers, to affect the situation.
Yes, and I have actually dedicated a chapter in Volume 2 of my Confessions to this subject, which we have also mentioned in the past. I think it's very important you talk more about it because there is a lot connected to it. And I think really that Donald Trump should defend himself in any way possible, but be also more aware that these methods are there.
He has to pivot. For example, a good example is this, they call it a Gold Star family because this con, I call it the con job. Mr. Khan at the DNC made a comment that Mr. Trump couldn't have possibly read the Constitution because he's trying to block Muslims. He's not blocking them. He's trying to filter them so that every department in the government has told the public and the president, Obama, that there will be terrorists embedded with the thing. Now, remember, the jihad of terror, according to Bill Warner, is only one of the jihads. The more serious jihad is the jihad of religion, which the Pope is doing, jihad of politics, which the Department of Injustice and Loretta Lynch and the head of the CIA is now a Muslim, and the president himself is a Muslim. So we have to realize the jihad of politics, the jihad of Sharia law and textbook compliance, you don't say anything against a Muhammad. And the jihad, as Bill Warner says, they're like little birds sitting there waiting to be fed by the mommy. When the mommy bird, when they sit there and hear nice stories from some Muslims, they can, well, if they can tell us a nice story, they must be all nice. Of course you're going to find nice people that are Muslim. But the problem is, you see, it's a chameleon religion that will become whatever it has to be to dominate and to absorb and to completely control. And jihad of terror is actually the least of the things that it does, because the greatest thing is it actually mutates and takes over like a tumor. It spreads. You don't know, for example, if you got a level 4 metastasis until finally you're choking on your blood, or you can't move because your nerves are hit, or you can't digest because it wraps around your esophagus. And that's how Islam is. It's stealthy. It uses technology, it lies, it mutates, it infiltrates. It even takes over universities like George Washington University, where a number of departments now are owned and controlled by Qatar and Saudi Arabia. So people should start to kind of grasp that the jihad of murder is the most obvious. So every 85 hours there's a terror activity in Europe. That's the least of their problems. The biggest is the absorption of this tumor mass of Islam into the body politic of Europe,
which is embedded more and more in what is the Democrat left-wing concept of policy, which is to open everything to globalism, including the one-world religion scenario, which the Pope is trying to become, let's say, the bearer and the head of.
But what they want to do is this one-world religion that's tied to Islam, they want to mutate with first contact with so-called alien or otherworldly life forms, so they can, quote, become the primary evangelists
of a modern new world religion. Of course, you know, they're preparing things in stages. They are making sure that, you know, each level of society gets their own stage and gets, basically, I think they get programmed like they always done this.
Right.
Because the Jesuits, as you know, they have always been at the heart of the educational system in the Vatican and outside the Vatican. Georgetown University, the Clintons, really come from that kind of Jesuit concept. And also, I must say another thing, that in Volume 1 of my Confession, I dedicated a whole chapter to the subject of intelligence, and also in relation to the Jesuits and to specific Jesuit colleges in the U.S., which are basically used by both the CIA and the Jesuits to prepare intelligence.
Exactly. A number of Ivy League as well as George Washington University are these Jesuit universities that are tied directly.
Yes.
And of course, the Jesuits, basically, if you want to call it, are the dark arm inside the Vatican have been forever. They're the ones that originated the financial system of the Knights Templar. They're actually the, if you want to call it, the arm that controls the world financial system.
So what happened is that 500 years ago, they picked up from where the Templars had left, but they didn't really, they only picked up the militaristic intelligence concept, and probably what they left out is they left out all the good sides of the actual devotion that the Templars had for the Holy Mary, for Christianity,
right,
in favor instead of devoting themselves only to the Vatican and the Holy See and the protection of the Pope above everything else. That means that they are ready to sell out Christianity for anything as long as they stay in power.
So yeah, this exactly. That process is happening now. You mentioned the Pentalfa Division of Cardinals has actually openly made a move to literally devote themselves to not only Christianity but to Islam. So they become basically the first, if you want to call it, cardinals of Chrislam.
Yes, this is what they want to do. I mean, they see that Islam is the fastest growing religion, is the one that, of course, has more of a mind control property these days, because no Christian in the world, or very few, take the Bible in the sense that they were even ready for martyrdom. I think that the concept of martyrdom has, since a few centuries ago, kind of slowly disappear from Western society.
Right.
We don't really understand the importance instead of martyrdom, even for the Christians, because martyrdom was actually how Christianity became Christianity at the beginning in the Roman Empire. Let's remember all the first martyrs of the Christian Church. So I think that nowadays, unfortunately, the Christian religion has been hijacked by these people, and the real values of Christianity have been so diluted that it's very difficult for our Western civilization to actually protect ourselves when you have this kind of people in front of us, and because they are very sure about their religion, they are totally devoted and ready to explode themselves for God.
And we have also a bizarre, if you want to call it, chimeric monstrosity within the Protestant religions in America, centered in major cities like Colorado Springs and the World Prayer Center, where they accept a weird version of Sabbatean Judaism and Christianity that means, oh, well, we're going to be raptured out of here, so we're leaving it all to the, quote, the Jews or whatever. And it's a bizarre religious theology and eschatology that basically says, you know, we really don't need to tend to the world. We're just going to be out of here soon. And that kind of foolishness is pretty rife to a large section of American culture and Christianity.
Let's also not forget the fact that Ratzinger, 10 years ago in Ratzinger, had really attacked Islam. And later on, actually, there is some very interesting words given by the then Cardinal Bergoglio, who was pro-Islam and against Ratzinger in that moment, because of course Ratzinger was a lot of negative things, but he wasn't somebody who was close to Islam. His views have been more conservative. For this reason, also, he has been put aside in some way, no? He has not been given anymore the front role in the Vatican because of his stand. They needed to sell out this Catholic faith and make it a one-world religion. Somebody like a Jesuit, like Bergoglio, who is obviously going that way.
Now, one of the things that I found out from my friends at U.S. Space Command is that there have been a number of near World War III accidents that have occurred, both on the Russian and American side. And there's been supernatural intervention to actually stop that, including the silo doors of the Russian launch systems in their mountains actually sealed tight or welded tight, literally took them almost a year in some places to actually unseal them. Or shutting down the Minuteman missile systems through the central United States so they actually go black. So what people should start to understand is that there are powerful supernatural elements to try to protect us against our own bad decisions and the leaders that are pushing us toward World War III Hillary Clinton is a good example of that. Her war footing policies are going to guarantee, if she gets in one or two terms, that we're much more likely to have a future nuclear conflict with Russia.
Because the Democrat policies of the last few years with Obama have been in that direction, a direction that, as you see, has resulted in a new Cold War, in an open confrontation with Russia, which, of course, has escalated then in the invasion of Crimea. But for Russia, well, Crimea has always been Russia.
It's Russian. I mean, it's 85-90% Russian.
Yeah. It's silly.
It's like
100 years ago, Ukraine was called White Russia. It was called. It was actually Kiev was the capital
of Russia. Kiev. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, people really need to study their history and not give in this NATO New World Order manipulation that is just serving the Obama-Clinton administrations, and that we need to remove as soon as possible, because the problem now is that they will sabotage in every way possible Donald Trump. They will use psychotronic weapons. They will use any kind of weapons. They will actually even kill him if they
can get away with it. Yeah, yeah. We're using counter psychotronic things that are not limited by distance or time.
Here we're talking about the people that are truly evil. And when Trump says Hillary is the devil, Hillary is really a Satanist.
Total Satanist. Now, one of the things that is happening is the media pick up on everything. On this con job, they basically say this is a Gold Star family. How dare Trump suggest that because the mother didn't say anything at the convention? Well, that's just the custom of Islam, that women are, quote, not supposed to speak in public. Now, she made a comment later on, obviously with some tutelage, but apparently there was a link between a legal firm and Mr. Khan that was trying to get Muslims into the country. You heard about that too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, first of all, you have to understand one thing with this Khan guy. I actually wrote a whole chapter in my book, Volume 2, dedicated to certain episodes in my life, and I had to do with an agent called Kakan Khan from Pakistan, who is related to Mr. Khan.
Ah.
And this guy, I show in Volume 2 photos of him with the head of NATO now, which was the then Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Stoltenberg. I show pictures of him with all the head of the intelligence services in Norway, the various ones. And so, I mean, I bring on, and even with the prince, the Norwegian prince next to him. So, I mean, I bring on the table actual photos, documentations, and I explain how these guys from Pakistan have been for a long time working on various psyops, and what Khan did, it's a psyop. Because it's a psychological operation to get Trump pissed off.
He's a counterpuncher. And, of course, he made obscene statements like he'd never met the man. But he said he reiterated the Constitution because he wanted to block Muslims. All he wanted to do was filter out terrorists from the Muslim stream coming in. And he also wanted to make sure
that this will have not gone well with the Khan, because Khan is in the business of bringing the immigrants in, you see.
Exactly, He actually was working with a legal firm bringing in Muslim immigrants. Remember now, that proportionally, and I was in contact with an attorney who's actually from Iraq, who's Christian, and the Obama administration for 7.5 years have tried to put him in prison, saying that he has illegal documents saying these people are not in a war zone. It's ridiculous in Syria and Iraq. And yet, the number of Christians being brought in this stream of the hundreds of thousands that already have arrived, very, very few of them are Christian.
I think that people should really understand that what this Kizir Khan did, it's really a way of manipulating Trump into giving the wrong answer, because it's very easy then to get angry with somebody who is clearly saying something that he's accusing you of something. You have never read the Constitution. I mean, it's pretty heavy to actually go to go on a platform like the Democrat Convention and accuse somebody who is a candidate for the Republican Party to not read the Constitution. I mean, how dare does he say something like this? And I think that Trump should have really replied in these terms. How dare?
He should have pivoted on it and dealt with the issue of we're not trying to block Muslims, we're trying to filter out those who do not support the Constitution like your son, and pivoted back to try to put it in Khan's hands to say, you know, we support your son who is supporting the Constitution, we want to filter out those who come here to America to cause terror, to cause destruction, or to just infiltrate. For example, most people don't realize that jihad and murder is the least of the problems, it's the most scary. But at least
also, let's say another thing that people maybe have not thought about, and I think it's important they think about. Remember that 9/11 was done in collaboration with Pakistani intelligence.
And Saudi too. And a number of the pilots that were so-called listed as terrorists that flew the planes in, they were flying years later from Morocco, from Saudi Arabia and elsewhere. And the list of so-called pilots, many of them were shocked to find out later on they were on the kill list that actually was supposedly flew in using missile guidance systems in the World Trade Center 1 and 2 towers because it's called threading the needle. And I talked to my friends in Air Force Academy because I was one of their doctors for several years, including the Top Gun pilots and trainers, and they told me it was aeronautically impossible to do what they did unless they had beacons inside the towers because they were flying above normal flight speed. And they couldn't control the plane to that extent, especially flying low and among buildings. It's just ridiculous.
Now, people should understand one thing, that this Khan couple has a history. And the history brings them, first, they were born originally in Pakistan, but then they moved to the basically the United Arab Emirates. So they moved there. And apparently, this well-educated people, because of course they were well-educated, especially him, the wife, probably also she said she's an educator, but we know that they are kept very much on the margin. Maybe she's a modest teacher. Instead, the husband, this Kizir guy, seems to have had an award and a degree at the Harvard Law School, but also to have been linked and to have had an award within the Pakistani intelligence. So I think I think that actually people should look into the connections that Pakistani intelligence has with this guy, because also there is here a conspiracy that links the Bush family that is now openly supporting Hillary Clinton.
And
all basically the people, the problem here, as you know, is Donald Trump gets into power, is a big problem for them to keep a lid on 9/11 and everything that went on in there. Because Trump was very honest in saying he will look into it and he wants the truth, okay?
Once he opens up that can of worms, he's going to realize it was a war game. I know personally, by name, the radar commander and U.S. Space Command that put the icons on the screen in a war game called 9/11 that wasn't by a man dying of renal failure called Tim Osman, his CIA name, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. What we have is a U.S.-run war game that killed 3,000 American citizens plus, 40,000 plus died of toxic injury afterward, including firefighters and people in South Manhattan. This is an obscenity, and the Bush crime family, which Roger Stone talks about, is on the chopping block.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and Leo, we have some other issues to connect some dots here. The what happens was Trump needs Manafort and his other people around him to kind of make sure they can help him pivot on issues, because there's always a pivot. Every one of these issues, and I saw Karl Rove, and he's very intelligent but incredibly evil, on Fox News trying to take apart the opportunities that were lost by Trump, and he's correct in a way, but he's viciously, in a sense, trying to undermine him, saying he's not really fit to operate as a presidency because he doesn't have the political wherewithal to be able to pivot on these issues and refocus. For example, they're re-releasing now naked photos of his wife, Melania, which you know that the powers that be, including the Bush crime family, are directly involved with trying to anger him so he'll do something out of turn they can amplify, because it appears that the primary policy of the people supporting Hillary Clinton is to not deal with issues because they can't really support her policy on issues, whether it's a Benghazi or foreign policies, or jobs, or the Rust Belt. The real issue is to try to make it look like Trump is unfit to be president because he always counterpunches and sends things out of turn that look obscene, like saying that, hey, how dare the wife of Mr. Khan not speak, and maybe she can't because she is Muslim, and then, of course, counterpunches, instead of dealing with the issue of the fact that it's not a matter of trying to block Muslims from coming in, it's trying to block Muslims that have terrorist activities or plans in America, or closing down imams and mosques that are actually 72% plus are proven by even superficial surveys by the FBI to be known to have extreme imams. So, you know, Trump needs to pivot properly, but Karl Rove and many of the Republicans are fully endorsing Hillary Clinton, which I think is one of the most modern, obscene things in history. And it's not just that she's in the opposite party, it's that she is so evil in terms of her policies for the economy in America, our borders, our foreign policy, that she'll destroy the United States if she gets into power for one or two terms. She will. She'll destroy it.
Also interesting, the latest news from the Ministry of Environment in Italy, who has apparently sponsored the Clinton Foundation without even acknowledging the Italian citizens of this. They have granted some government grants between €220,000 in 250 in 1 year. I mean, it's quite incredible the amount of money that from a ministry which sincerely doesn't have much money, the Ministry of Environment in Italy, and gives the little money they have to the Clintons, who, as I was saying to you in private during the break, is actually getting money also from the Norwegian government, as we said last month, and from other governments in Europe without even them knowing, just because these governments are at the moment in the hands of left-wing parties that, of course, prefer to have the Clinton Foundation in charge, because the Clinton Foundation then is very active with the Jesuits in the programs for the scholarization and education of Africa and South America. That's also what Trump needs to understand. These people are not only a bunch of mafiosi, but they are really connected to a system that wants to brainwash people, educate them.
Well, that's the foundation. They continue talking about Trump University, but the foundation and university tied to Bill Clinton is hundreds of times bigger, and it's all over the world, and it's very corrupt. And
there is also another thing that I can't understand. Yeah. In the last few days, you might have seen on the newspaper that in Italy, Monte dei Paschi di Siena, one of the oldest banks in the world, is actually having financial trouble. And for this reason, even the EU has written, after the stress test, some letters to the Italian state to ask them for guarantees. Well, apparently Monte dei Paschi has also participated to the Clinton Foundation with various donations.
Wow.
And also the Generali, which is another very big group, assurance group in Italy, also financing the Clinton Foundation. I mean... All the left-wing driven banks, assurance companies, and whatnot are giving money to these criminals. And so we really need to wake up, because Saudi Arabia also, with $24 million, as we know, but Saudi Arabia has given much more than that. That's, one of the major donors is considered Saudi Arabia, because they give them $24 million to the Clinton. But this is officially what they give. They gave hundreds of millions to the Clintons. And in Saudi Arabia is also, the main sponsor of ISIS. So these people are sponsored by the people who want to kill us. Donald Trump should go on TV and should simply say, you will be voting for the people who are basically sponsored by our assassins. So, it will make it very clear. I think this is really the point on which a lot of Republicans who are now criticizing Trump and who are standing there thinking that Hillary has more public and political experience to stand there. No, it's absolutely insane what is happening, because Hillary is a criminal who not only shouldn't be there, but she is dangerous for us, because with Hillary, and I think with another 4 years of Democrats, America will be forever finished, and by 2020, at that point, we can really think that the world will be not the place we are now, but a very terrible place with the wars everywhere, nuclear explosions and whatnot.
Right, exactly. In other words, I see if 4 years of Hillary, a third term of Obama, Texas, which is Texas leaving and the United States starting to break up, I see a geopolitical and social collapse with not enough money to even recharge the EBT cards. So without food stamps, you have millions of Americans hungry and violent, and race and cultural war with a lot of civilian militia taking over a lot of the cities and areas of the country. I see Europe breaking up, basically, whether they like it or not, into a number of sub-zones. And there's a number of countries who want to leave right now, but they're trying to do everything they can to make sure financially it's not possible for these countries to leave the European Union.
Because what happened when the United Kingdom left with the Brexit, they were saying it would be all doom and gloom, and after 1 month, everything is normal. Actually, one of the best stock markets in Europe is London, and so the Brexit actually has not done anything.
It didn't do anything. In fact, they're renegotiating trade terms, which the only thing that's happened for Britain is the fact they don't have this free immigration across from Europe of all these Muslims coming into Great Britain.
Of course, Great Britain in the last few days has started a program to stop these immigrants from cross-boarding into boats at Dover. They have brought in soldiers because Great Britain wants to limit the damages that these people could do if they eventually arrived into Great Britain, people of Muslim descent. It's much more easy for them to hide in the largest community, Muslim community in Europe, because apart from the French one, the English one is one of the largest ones.
Yeah, and that's why I call it.
There is very peaceful Muslims there that have lived for decades in peace. But then it's very easy for these terrorists to hide. And another problem with the Muslim community is that they have a level of omerta, of not wanting to admit and not wanting to participate with the police and helping them out in finding these thugs. So they, of course, they might be peaceful, but if they don't say that their neighbor is a terrorist, they are just as liable for this terrible acts that then follow than their neighbor. You understand?
So yeah, it's part of the Muslim philosophy. Even if you're a moderate Muslim, you're not supposed to criticize extreme Islam or something terrorizing, which is why you're never going to get collaboration from a majority. The Muslims who would protest are tiny marches of less than 20 in populations where there should be hundreds of thousands of Muslims protesting.
Even for example, this big thing which was promoted as the biggest thing to ever happen, it was like the invention of bread. I don't know. I mean, the Vatican said that this fact that finally the Muslims were coming into the churches and all, and they made this big charade about it. Well, at the end, it was just a minimal percentage of 20,000 Muslims participating in these events in Italy. That means 1% of the Muslims. The rest didn't want to even participate to this charade because they are in it with the terrorists. And so, I mean, they don't want to be identified, they don't want to be listed in any kind of police, and so they didn't show themselves. So they got, of course, these imams, these people who wanted a bit of propaganda, a bit of visibility to participate to these masses that, of course, had a lot of media exposure. You can imagine, for the first time in Italy and in France, inside the churches, imams reciting the Quran. It was, you know, a lot of media exposure. But this also means that Christianity and Catholicism in particular is very weak, because it's not really protecting their citizens and keeping their own tradition and of their own God. Because if you let some Muslims in your church recite prayers against you as a Christian, I mean, you are basically failing in your religion. Right. You are inviting the enemy in your house, and he's saying to you that you are an idiot in front of you, of everybody, and you know, I mean, it's insane. This kind of collaboration that is incited by the
Vatican. Well, it's a form of political and religious correctness is a form of
suicidal
idiocy.
There is also a lot of money involved. You have to understand the immigrant crisis. 93 out of 100 immigrants in Europe at the moment arrive in Italy. So I live in the hot spot of where the refugees are arriving. And all this is done because Europe and the New World Order gives 35 euro for each of these immigrants to these refugee centers. Now, I'm coming out with a new book now that is coming out in September here in Italy, a new version of my Pope Francis, the Last Pope, ? Which is already out in America, where I discuss the fact that 50% of the refugee centers are in the hands of the Democrat Party in Italy. The other 50% is in the hand of the Vatican. So they are making millions out of the refugees because this money arrives directly from Brussels and from the European Central Bank. So they want to incentivize the arrival of these refugees simply because they want to make money. I'm going to send you a video, if I manage, in the next few hours, where you can see these Vatican people with nuns entertaining the refugees arrived in the port.
Right.
Dancing around for them and doing all sorts of things. And the Vatican organized this whole thing because they are in it. And they're not in it because of the faith. They're in it because they make a lot of money. This is the truth. There is no Christian sense or duty towards these people. There is simply a lucrative business.
Yeah, exactly.
And people have to stop the hypocrisy of saying that things are otherwise, because one day it could happen even in America, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, that she would say to you, well, guest the refugee, guest the immigrant in your own house. This is how it is in the New World Order, and you have to accept it, and you can't do anything.
I don't think that's going to run here. I think we are going to find, Americans and Canadians are quite a different breed. Canadians are a little more quiet about it, but they're armed to the teeth, too. I worked and lived up there in British Columbia and Eastern Canada, and as much as people don't realize how close Canadians are to Americans, they're not as brash. But if anybody tries to dominate Americans, they're going to get, a violent pushback.
But the sovereignty of Americans and of Canadians is put in jeopardy by Obama already. It's been
and also by our guy up in Canada, Mr. Justin Trudeau, who's a...
But both these people, who is also a total left-winger and in bed with this liberal agenda. So the Jesuits are the ones who are really, really dictating the agenda. That's why...
His father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, was trained by the Jesuits. And that influence is passed on to Justin Trudeau, so it's not surprising that Canada is a red state, totally communist. I mean, they don't really have freedom of speech in their media at all. None.
Look also, Tim Kaine. I mean, Timothy Kaine is a typical example of a Jesuit. He has been studying for the Jesuits, working for the Jesuits. Look the way he manipulates the crowd in a different... I mean, the whole setup of the Democrat Party, even when they do their conferences, is like looking at some kind of Google conference or Apple or something happening in California, in Silicon Valley, because they want to have that kind of image, you know, which is basically... The image they're pretending. They're so fake, and it's all a fake charade. It's all about... I like very much the words that Clint Eastwood said in the last few hours in support of Donald Trump, because this generation really of pussies, how he defined them, this generation of people who are really so politically correct, it's really making so much damage, more than anything that was ever correct.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, we need to stop them in some way, because Tim Kaine is the typical example of somebody who is... he has been organizing conference with fundamentalist Muslims, and he actually made photos with fundamentalist Muslims, and is supported by the... And it's totally linked with fundamentalist Muslims. So what are you going to do? You're going to deny that? No, that's actually a fact. So people need to know there is on one side the left wing and the Muslim agenda. On the other side, there is conservative America with Donald Trump. And any conservative who doesn't align himself with Donald Trump at this moment of time is a traitor, including the Bushes and everybody else who doesn't align.
Yeah, Mr. Hanna from New York, and the direct endorsements of Hillary Clinton is an obscenity that should disqualify these people from future election to any public office in America.
Absolutely, because...
And I also make this statement about people, and I've confronted a number of people, both people that are close and people that are distant on phone or Skype. If you support Hillary Clinton, you are a doer of evil. You have the same blood on your hands as she does, and the people affiliated with her. You have done a great evil to America and to the world, your fellow believers and fellow human beings on this planet. This is an evil thing to do. It's not just, you have your right to choose. No. You are doing evil in the face of facts that are so obscene. You are doing a gross and vile evil if you vote and support Hillary Clinton.
I mean, Paul Ryan endorsing Hillary Clinton will be, I mean, something, and he has been really endorsing it.
Well, he's doing it indirectly. That's why he's going to be taken down. Paul Ryan is going to be destroyed by this. His political career is going to be over because he's either going to survive and thrive and Hillary's going to get in, or he's going to be destroyed by it because he's not consistently able to maintain his position.
But even McCain is ridiculous what McCain is doing.
Oh, yeah, he's another character. You know. Yeah.
I mean, these people are really traitors to their own party, to their own agenda, and to their own voters. So I think that Donald Trump needs to win, and not only, he needs to reform the party from the base.
Well, I think a win by Donald Trump would also encourage other leaders in Europe and other countries to actually move to a more rational politic where globalism and evil are not allowed. You can have trade, you don't have to have globalist control with nation states that have been stripped of all their sovereignty.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
And welcome back. We have also a caller, Steve in Colorado. An article that shows Hillary is a member of ISIS. Actually, I'm going to post that article up. It's been posted up dealing with Julian Assange and the latest facts that have come out. Steve, is that the article you're referring to about Hillary?
Hello?
Yes. Is that the article
you're referring to? Oh, you can hear me. Okay.
Is that the article you're referring to about Hillary? Is the article from Julian Assange to make direct accusations of the emails that they've hacked that proves she is a direct contributor, supporter, etc. of ISIS?
Pretty close, actually. Hillary Clinton is the founding, Will Snowden confirmed that Hillary Clinton is the founding member of ISIS as acclaimed by Donald Trump in the first video below. And that's on allnewspipeline.com. Also, the title would be, it's pretty a long title on that website. It's stated as the title is, Will Truth Soon Play the Beast? Cat may soon be out of the bag after cryptic warning issued on Twitter by NSA whistleblower. It's time.
Right. Yeah, so, I'll post
some. I mean, you know, this is...
I think it's amazing how obscene Hillary is, and yet, instead of being in prison, her greatest accomplishment... Yeah.
Well, Bill, this is what I want to say, because this is really... These people are against human life. I mean, they're against living people. I mean, they only want to live, and they want to choose, pick and choose who's going to work for them and be the slaves for them. That's it in a nutshell. But what I wanted to say is so important, Bill. That why should the American people, even people in the whole entire planet, accept this beast being our president? Because it's all fraud anyway. This is all fraud. I mean, the voting machines are rigged. They're miscounted. They're not counted for the people. It's all incorporated anyway. And the problem is, I tell people this, because if this woman, if they stage this, which I think she's going to wind up sneaking her way in, being this you know, leader of the devils, that she's going to enforce the NDAA. And you know, yeah, everybody's armed. That's one thing that you said. I get that. You know, not everyone, but quite a many of people are. And by the way, your guest is really, really a nice guy. I really like what he says. The thing is this, Bill. They are slowly chewing away on us. They are swatting people. They're swatting their homes. And I say the only way, I hate to say it, but the only way that I believe that will overwhelm them is that the American people and the retired military start gaining a plan, don't use any electronics, you know, start writing things down on paper and close doors, or whatever it is.
Let me give you the plan of three steps. Number one, we go to our local sheriff. We empower the sheriff to make sure he's on our side. We then train a civilian militia not only with military weapons, but also advanced trauma and cardiac life support and basic medical care, because we're going to have violence. We need to actually then start funding to make sure we have all the homes properly armed and prepped and ready for the fact that they want to crash the economy, they want to have starvation, they want to have no EBT cards recharged, and they want us to release this racial violence. So your comment, Leo, before we go.
Bill, if the people don't react in a faster way, in an influx, these people are like a cancer. They're chewing away
taking
down.
I want to hear Leo's comment first, and then we're going back to the next segment. We may actually have some time, as I'm not sure if our
wellness
guest.
Thank you very much for having me again on your show. I listened with interest to what the listener said just now. I think that Donald Trump is the only possibility if the election is not completely rigged, which unfortunately it seems like. But we hope and we pray for Donald Trump and for the future of America. So
absolutely.
I speak to you soon, and you can get my books at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon, Confessions of an Illuminati, or the other book, which is Pope Francis, The Last Pope? Which all touch on these subjects which we've been dealing with. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take it, Leo.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.